Now, back to the search for the missing Air Asia flight. Wall Street Journal correspondent Gaurav Raghuvanshi has been covering this story from Singapore. I spoke to him a short time ago via Skype. Gaurav Raghuvanshi, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Can you tell us what the latest is that you know?
Well, it's been more than 2 days and the plane is still missing. So the search efforts will probably get intensified as the day breaks today. As you're aware, in the night, the aircraft are not able to search. So with the daybreak, which will happen in a couple of, in fact, in about an hour from now, we would see the ships and the aircraft renewing their search and trying to look for this aircraft.
How extensive is the search at this point?
They're trying to look all over this, in an area that's around the last known location of the aircraft. And they said yesterday that they want to broaden the search a little bit. So they are including some parts of the coastal of the islands over there to also see if the aircraft actually ended up on land.
Is weather the leading theory? I know it's monsoon season there.
That's right. Monsoon is a season, and weather is possibly one of the factors, because we are aware that there was a little bit of weather problem at the time the plane was in the area. But till the aircraft is found, everything is just a theory.
Do we know anything about the experience of the pilot?
Well, he had more than 20,000 hours of flight experience. He was an Indonesian Air Force pilot, a former Air Force pilot. And he had more than 6,000 hours on this particular aircraft type with this airline.
And how about the safety record of Air Asia itself?
Well, Air Asia so far has had no safety issues. It's been a very safe airline in the last 12 years or so that it's been running. So with Air Asia, there have been no safety issues.
There have been obvious comparisons to the missing Malaysia jet from earlier this year, even though the routing obviously is different. Can you tell us what is similar and what is different?
Well, the only thing that is similar is that the aircraft has not been found. Typically, if an aircraft goes down, there are these transmitters that get triggered. And it's fairly quickly that the signals from those transmitters are picked up. So we broadly know where the aircraft is. And that seems to be the case with this particular incident, because the signals from those transmitters on the airplane have not been picked up.
And yet other planes apparently went through similar airspace just before and after this plane turned up missing. Is anything surfaced yet from those other jets that tells us something, whether they also went through turbulence, whether they changed altitude, anything that would give any indication about what happened here?
There was an Emirates aircraft that was about 20 minutes ahead of this plane, and that plane did make some changes to its course. It was seen on the radar track as, moving slightly away from its course. And that's probably because of weather. We tried to speak to the airline. They said that the aircraft arrived on time and they wouldn't give us more details. But from the radar track, it does appear that that particular aircraft also tried to avoid some weather.
The Java Sea, where the search is concentrated, is supposed to be more shallow than the area where they were looking for the Malaysian jet. Does that raise hopes about the potential of finding any kind of wreckage?
Well, yes, there's a lot of difference in the terrain, because the Java Sea, where the aircraft was last located, is actually reasonably shallow. It's something like 50 meters, which is actually pretty shallow. So that does give hope that it will be easier, the search for this aircraft will be easier.
And how many countries are we talking about involved in this search right now?
At the moment, it's primarily Indonesia, which is being held by aircraft and ships from Malaysia and Singapore. There are other countries, as we're aware, the U.S. has offered help, and they stand ready to come into the search if required.
Gaurav Raghuvanshi of the Wall Street Journal, thank you so much.
Thank you.